Chapter 4. Taylor woke to the tang of low tide, mingled with more than a hint of petroleum and some other chemicals he couldn't ID, but knew weren't natural to the badly polluted Long Island Sound, which narrowed past City Island on its way to joining the dark, even dirtier East River. Would he ever get to sleep in a real house again? When the contractors took half the insurance money with the house still badly in need of work, he'd been forced to sell at the worst possible time. The real estate market was still in the crapper, like the rest of the economy. Jerry Hansen, a decent guy then working on the city staff, had lent him the Bulldog edition when he was assigned to the MT's one remaining foreign bureau in London. Hansen would be back in 6 months. It was only fill-in duty. Everyone at the paper knew the London Bureau remained, so the Garfield kids could play at journalism and play in Europe. Their parents, aunts, and uncles owned the paper along with the New Haven Life Insurance Company, the increasingly impatient New Haven Life Insurance Company. Taylor appreciated Hansen's generosity. Hell, he needed it. But the Bronx? On City Island? For a Queens boy, it was like being shipped off to Nantucket. Out the back window, the sun glanced off the slate-gray water. A small two-humped island stuck out of the sound. Rat Island. Perfect name. No one lived there. No surprise, either. His mouth was gummy from last night's drinking, and a medium-grade headache pulsed in his temples. He swallowed aspirin and two glasses of water, showered in the boat's tiny head, and dressed in cords, plaid shirt, and army field jacket. He walked out to the main drag, appropriately named City Island Avenue. In appearance, the island wasn't so much Nantucket as a down-in-the-dumps Jersey Shore town grafted onto the Bronx. The main avenue cut the length of the mile-and-a-half-long island, with side streets leading to boatyards and four yacht clubs, each almost a century old. City Island had been all about boats for a long time. Lining the avenue were seafood joints decorated with plaster statues of Neptune, giant red lobsters, and neon signs of